Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me. I wanted to have a little bit of fun, and quite honestly, I need to do some sort of exercise after not being on the air for a week because I was on vacation. I've got to get my vocal cords like back in working order before I get on the air. So I thought that it would be a fun exercise to talk about this list that Jeff Agres put together for the Sun-Times. He does it. It's his second time doing it, where he talks about the power brokers in Chicago sports media, of which I am one. But Adam Amin does this from time to time on Twitter, where he'll go, hey, throw a name out of someone that works in media, and I'll tell you what I think about that person. And I thought, well, hell, I got this list. I could do the same thing with the list, and I could talk about the people that are on the list and what I think that they're really good at and why they're on the list. I also think there's be some other people on the list. Like, for example, I think Amanda Kashubi, like, you, I get it. It's the Sun-Times list. You can't put the Tribune sports editor on the list. But if we being real, that's like one of the most powerful people in Chicago sports. The editor of the sports section of the Chicago Tribune. Am I a little biased because she went to HF? Yeah, I am. I also think she's incredible. Also, it gives me a chance to play around with my Rodecaster. I don't know if I have a good soundbite that I can use in between each person. Let me play around a little bit. Let me see. Will this one work? No, that's stupid. What about this one? That one's not bad. All right, we'll come back to that one. Let's see. Now, that's just a drum roll. Duh. Let's see what else. Oh, the applause is not bad either. Got two more? No, that would be for a bad list. Let's see what else. That's just laughing. So, yeah, we'll go with this. It's perfect, and it only lasts like 3 seconds. So that's what I'll do. I'll try to make this brief, but you know me, I'm super long-winded. Number 20, Dion Miller of ABC7. I love Dion. I think that she is just bright and charming, and you never have a bad day when you're hanging out with her. She's thoughtful and caring, and whenever she would come and hang out in the studio, I was having someone on the air, but I also felt like comfortable, and giving that space over to people is not always easy for me, and she makes it easy. On top of all of that, she's a damn fine reporter. She knows how to be respectful, but she also respects the audience, and she doesn't suffer fools. She's great in press conferences. I think she's wonderful what she's doing over at 1000. I really wish that we would have hired her at the Score, to be completely honest with you, because I think that she's talented in a talk show format. And I just really, really like her. I'm glad that she's on the list. I think that she's someone who is deserving of extra recognition. Number 19. Olin Krutz. I love that Olin is on this list. He should be on this list. The guy has really filled a space in radio in Chicago of finding someone that is qualified to talk about football and the most difficult part of football, line play. He's qualified to talk about it. He's good at it. He makes you learn from it. And he holds people accountable. Then you add in his podcast, which I've talked about before. The No Name Football podcast with him and Jason McKee is really good analysis. I want him to venture out more. Like, that's what I keep telling him. Like, you got the football stuff, man. I want you to venture out into other things. I think we need it. Number 18. Ozzie Guillen. I really don't need to say anything other than that. But I will tell you, what I love about Ozzie is there's never a time when I question what he's saying on the air. Ozzie's not afraid of anybody. And similar to Olin, those are guys that have been there and done it at the highest level. And neither one of them is scared to tell you what they say on the air to your face. And that's all you want. Leadership-wise. That's what you want from personalities. You want them to be fair as they can be, and know that they're not carrying anyone's water. And Ozzie gives you that, and he gives it to you with some joy and has a lot of fun dancing on set. And it's great. It's great to see him in this role. He still should be managing somewhere. Legit. Number 17, Lynn Casper. Lynn's been on the podcast. I really highly recommend people go back and listen to that episode. I think it's really good. I don't think that people understood how important it was for Lynn to be a part of a postseason run with a team. And yes, when he was working on Cubs broadcast on TV side, he would do stuff for us on radio because the games are being televised nationally and not locally. But you heard it in his descriptions of the White Sox's games, how much it was important for him to be on the call. And I think that he did a wonderful job bringing people over to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, there have been plenty of people that – plenty of White Sox fans in particular could have been like, I don't know about this guy, but they weren't. On the flip side, Connor McKnight, who does radio when Lynn was doing TV, Connor did a great job this year. I didn't know if Connor was ready for that. Like, I knew that he'd kill pre and post. I wasn't sure if he'd be ready for play-by-play of a major league team. Dude crushed it. Number 16, Steve Stone. He's the best analyst in baseball. I don't mean Chicago baseball. I don't mean White Sox baseball. I mean baseball, period. That's honestly like all that needs to be said. And there's an argument that he's the best that's ever done it. Number 15, Eddie Olczyk. I've always liked Eddie. And I've always felt that Eddie, if he wanted to, and I know that he does the horse racing thing, if he wanted to, he could do other stuff. In the right situation, like, he's so knowledgeable and he pays attention to other things. He's very personable. People just genuinely like Eddie. Like, he's one of those people where you're around him and you go, man, this dude, he's all right. Like, he is all right. So I'm glad that he's on the list. I think that he has a powerful voice. Like, people believe what he says about the Blackhawks. They believe what he says about the NHL, the game of hockey itself. I wonder, is that a guy that should be running a team when I listen to him talk? Number 14. Pat Foley. The guy is a legend. It's like putting on a warm shoe when he's on the call. And I know that this is, he's getting ready to walk away, and I'm glad that people are giving him his roses. He was the voice of some very important times of Blackhawks hockey. after being the voice of black, after being banished for a while and being the voice of some very dark days of Blackhawks hockey, when you turn on a game and you see that Pat Foley is on the call, you're going to be entertained. And I think that that is key for play-by-play people, that it's not just giving me the descriptions, especially when the games are on television. It's making sure that you're the MC of the broadcast and you're keeping me entertained. He's excellent at it. His radio counterpart, John Weidman, I think is a broadcaster in this town that does not get the respect that he deserves. I think that guy is amazing at what he does. Where are we at on this list? Is this the part where I take a break? No, I'm not going to take a break. Number 13. Tom Waddell. It's hard to believe that Tom wasn't on the list the year before, mainly because Waddell and Sylvie has been a powerful brand for as long as it has been. And I got the chance, like, Tom and I really like his style. And I've always wondered, what would it be like if I got a chance to kind of noodle around in Tom's brain? And then a couple years ago, one of the last things I did for NBC Sports Chicago, I got a chance to have him on the Under Center podcast, and it was as good as I expected it to be. We hit it off. We were talking ball. We were talking about Mitch Trubisky at the time, and it was great. He's been able to take what was a career that I don't think people give enough respect to as a Bears player, and parlay that into being in your homes in one way or another for the last 25 years. The guy is super good and very personable. He makes it a very comfortable listen for anyone who wants to check it out. Number 12. Stacey King. Stacey King is on Jeff Agris' list in the Sun-Times. He was 20th last year. I think that Stacey is an island unto himself. Like, I think that he's built up his brand as your color analyst of Bulls basketball. I also think that when the Bulls are bad, it felt like he was being wasted. And you have to go back to the highlights of the Derrick Rose era of Bulls and be like, yeah, that's when Stacey was out here wilding out. You add that to what he's doing with his podcast, and he's getting people on and telling stories. I think it's a wonderful maturation of his career. Why not? Like, you hear Stacey telling stories on Bulls games. To have a space with him and Mark Schanowski can tell stories in the podcast form, where there are less restrictions on time, you can't beat that with a stick. Number 11. Dan Bernstein. Is Dan the only person on the list that stayed exactly where they were? Dan was 11th last year, and he's 11th this year. I'm at this point, like, is he the longest tenured sports talk show host in Chicago? I mean, I feel like he is. Maybe him and Sylvie? My goodness. He might be the longest tenured talk show host. I'm going to ask him that when I see him on Monday. Because now I think about it, on radio, let's see, let's go through the lineups, okay? Well, I mean, Cap probably has been on as long or if no longer, but not in the same place. That's what I mean. Like, Dan's been in the same place. So, Mully has been on for a really long time, but I'm pretty sure I have more tenure than Mully because there was the time where Mully was at 1,000 for a little while. It's not Haw. It's not Layla. It's not me, although I'm close. Spiegel kind of jumped around too because there was a time that he was at the Sports Fan Radio Network or something. where he was gone. It's not Parkins. He's too young. Huh. It might be Dan. And, like, Les went, was at LS and was at the score and was at 1,000. But as far as, like, talk show hosts in one place, it might be Dan, Tom, me. Well, wait, Dan, Sylvie, Tom, me. I got to do the math on that. People love to hate him. And he has made a hell of a living out of people loving to hate him. But I like when Dan shows his emotional side. I like that he's sharing more about being a dad on the air, because that's when it gets him. I think it's good for him. Number 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Layla Rahimi, who was number 15 last year. She is a story in perseverance. To go from where she was at and being knocked down, we were in that lifeboat together over at NBC Sports Chicago, to go from that place of not knowing what she was going to do next and contemplating leaving the market, to now having, at times, the top-rated sports show in Chicago with Dan, and then finding her place back to NBC as a company, working over at Channel 5 as an anchor and the host of Sports Sunday and making time to do podcasts, she will eventually be number one on this list. I'm just letting you know right now. Number 9. Cap. Oh, Capman was number one last year. Now he's number 9. I don't know how he falls from number 1 to number 9. Maybe because some other people are in front of you, Capman. Hashtag take that. As I've said on multiple occasions on this podcast, and Cap has been on this podcast, the Cap that you think you know isn't the Cap that we know. Go listen to my episode with Cap. You'll figure it out. He is, I think, the best showman on this list. Like, if you have to dress all of the stuff up and present it, he's the best at doing that. And that's why he was number one. But he ain't number one no more. Down to number 9. Which brings us to number 8. Sylvie. I feel like I've been chasing Sylvie my entire career, because I feel like that's the comp. Like, that's, well, you should be doing this. Like, when I was covering the Bears, you should be like Sylvie. I get my own talk show. You should be like Sylvie. I feel like I've been chasing Sylvie for 25 years. We should work together. Me and him. We should do a show together. I don't know where, because it seems like he's pretty locked in to 1,000, and I've been pretty locked into the score. But someone should put us on TV together or something. That would be a lot of fun, I think, for everybody. Which brings us to number 7. Yo, it's your boy. It's me. I move up from number 8 to number 7. Now, let me just say that since last year, I started a podcast with two people who should be on the list, Jason Leisure and Russ Dorsey. And have consulted on other podcasts of people who are on this list. Somehow I only moved up one spot. All right. I guess I've got my marching orders. I need to do even more stuff if I'm going to move up on Jeff Agris' list. Yeah. Number six. Now, I'm kind of mad that I'm not number six because that was always my number. I always wore six. It's also my birthday. Danny Parkins is at number six. He's very similar to Cap in the dressing up of shows. Like, he knows how to do it. I think Danny is one of the more talented talk show hosts in Chicago. We don't always agree, which is totally fine. I think some people get that twisted. It's like if I challenge him on a point or he challenges me on a point, like that's, I am capable of then walking out of the studio and be like, have a good weekend, Danny. But I think that he's really good at the talk show thing. He's always prepared. He's always got stuff to say. And he's never walking. You're never going to get a lazy show from him. He will joke about, oh, we're just going to, but he has the show mapped out in his mind on how it's going to go. It's very similar to working with Dan. Although Dan, just to give you a little bit of insight, I don't think Danny would ever do this, but Dan Bernstein does. You go work with Dan and you say, because you, I'm an outline guy, like, this is what we're doing in segment one and two, blah, 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 blah. And I, when I would fill in for Terry, I'd ask Dan, okay, Dan, where are we starting? He's like, I don't know. Make that face, make me want to punch him in the face. I don't know. I don't like that. He knows where he wants to go, but he doesn't want to tell you. Danny does know. Parkins knows where he wants to go on a particular show. And that's a good thing. There are other reasons to want to punch him in the face, but it's not because he doesn't have a plan or isn't prepared for what it is that you want, doesn't want to share his preparation on what he wants to do. Dan, what are we doing today? Punch him right in the face. Number five. I love that Jason Goff cracks the top five. You know how I feel about Jay. And if you don't, I think he's the best of us, period. I think he is so good at everything that he does. And now, like, look at it. He was a great producer. He was great Bulls reporter, even though he doesn't want to call himself, like, he doesn't want to say that that's what he was doing, but that's what he was doing. Great as a talk show host, great as a studio host for NBC Sports Chicago, and now great as a podcaster for the stuff that he's doing with The Ringer. He's nimble. He can do a lot of different things. And I don't think that we've seen the best of what he can do yet. I would love for someone, I know that it's not really like what The Ringer necessarily does. I'd love for someone to give Jason an interview show where on television or on a stream, it needs to be visual too. I'd love for someone to give him an opportunity to just sit down with someone for half an hour and get inside their brain, because I think he'd be really, really good at it. But as I said, he's good at everything that he does. Number four. It seems like Jeff's list is a little weighted this year with more play-by-play people in the mix, and John Shambi finds himself at number four. Boog is another one of these people that's super talented. Like, I don't know if you know this, but he kind of started his career as a talk show host. And as a Cub fan, you're probably enjoying some of that now, especially when things got bad. You better have someone in that chair that can entertain people while they're dialed into the game. And Boog is one of those people. He's got stories for days. He's seen everything. He's really good at the baseballing thing, but I think that he shouldn't be limited to that space. Number three. Pat use. You want to talk about a comfortable pair of slippers and the golden pipes. Pat use. You turn on a Cubs game in the middle of summer, I don't care if the Cubs are losing 10-1. Pat Hughes is going to tell you a story, or he's going to be in there busting up with the crew. That crew is very understated. Coomdog is hilarious. He's also one of the nicest people that you'd ever meet. And I'm a huge fan of Zach Zaidman. I like him personally. I think that what he does professionally is really solid. Like, that's how you would train a broadcaster to do the job. But here's what the Cubs booth is like for me. I know that there are people who are like, I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. This hasn't been funny in 30 years. Bullshit. They remind me of the interactions on the weekend update desk between Che and Jost. And what I mean is, those two guys, Che and Jost, like, they love each other. And it comes through. It makes you, as a viewer, stick around because you know that they can take steps and liberties with each other that maybe someone else couldn't. And that's how the Cubs booth is for me. They can laugh and joke around. And it's, you have to be able to create like that when you have 162 of those bad boys and a lot of them are clunkers. Pat Hughes knows his basketball. He can make a conversation out of anything. He's an incredibly talented broadcaster. Number two. Hey, look at that. Adam Amin is actually on the list. And as I said at the beginning of the episode, he does this on Twitter where you throw a name at him and then he'll tell you what he likes about that person. He's smart. He is prepared. He's so funny. And even though he's got all the things of the, he's got the baritone voice and he's got all the training of how to be a national and local broadcaster. Like, he's got all that stuff. He still does it with a joy that comes across in his broadcast. And I think that it's infectious. I think that it has helped breathe new life into Stacey. And that whole NBC Sports Chicago crew on basketball is terrific. The pregame show guys and the way that they interact with the broadcast and vice versa, they give each other grief. They talk about some of the serious topics of it. That can't happen unless you have two really good broadcasters who understand how to move out of the way. And they do. They've got Adam and they've got Jay. And those two guys understand how to set up their analysts to look their best. When you're watching a game, Adam asks Stacey questions that he knows the answer to. But he's acting as you in that moment. And having Stacey explain stuff. He's so good at this. We are very lucky to have him. And I'm glad that the timing worked out where it wasn't him having to preside over just terrible Bulls basketball for forever. Very, very lucky. Number one. Jason Benetti is at the top of this list. And I love that he is. He's so good at broadcasting. It's disgusting. He's another one of these, like, wunderkinds. Like, you knew it when you met him. Like, when I met him, I was like, wow. Yeah, this guy's going to be doing stuff. with Adam and with Benetti, you have two guys that grew up loving the teams that they call, and it really shines through. It makes it so much more fun for the listener slash viewer when you've got someone that is invested in the history. That's not to say that there are people who don't come in from out of town and don't get invested, but it's built in with Adam Amin and Jason Benetti. The other part that I like about both of those two guys are super smart. Like, not just smart. There's a couple people on this list that are smart. There are some others that are super smart. Jason Benetti, Adam Amin, Layla Rahimi. Secret geniuses. Like, really smart people. Layla out here like a superhero. You know? Like, she's out here walking around putting on her Clark Kent glasses, walking around like, yeah, I enjoy sports and I'm really good at broadcasting. You're also a genius. No, I'm not. You know how you know? Because I'm wearing these glasses and you can't tell that I'm a genius. Yeah, she's a genius. So it was like super smart people on the list. Her, Amin, Benetti, Stone. Like, genius level intellect type stuff. Benetti walking out here with a law degree, just pulling quotes from any and everywhere. And what I enjoy about him is he is honest with the viewer. And he asks questions. If there's something that happens in the game that he doesn't understand, he will bring it up. He is very much in touch with his viewership. He's not narrow casting. He's broadcasting. And he understands what White Sox fans are like. And he pays them the respect of not acting like everything is great when it isn't. Now, when it's great, he leans into it. And it's wonderful and joyous. And those moments are awesome moments. But when there are things to try and figure out, he will not leave White Sox fans hanging as the play-by-play man. It's a good list. I think there could be some additions to this list. I think my man Pat Tomasulo should be on this list. But at some point, you have to just expand the list to everybody, I guess. That's the danger if you're Jeff. But yeah, there should be some more people on this list. And there's some up-and-comers, too. There's some people that you have to start paying some attention to in this business. So I'm glad that I'm on the list. It's always fun to have lists like this, and hopefully all of us can use it for leverage to get raises. I thank you for indulging me. I think my voice will be good to go the next time I'm on the air. Should I be like super salacious when I put this out? What does Lawrence really think of this list? Maybe I'll do that, and then more people listen. That's how it works, I guess. I got a new episode coming out in a couple days. Russ Dorsey is going to be my guest, and you will not want to miss it. I also have some bold stuff that I'll do throughout the week. I appreciate you listening, as always. Talk to you next time. Peace!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.